morning. I'm not surprised we're seeing shire councils and regional councils run out of signs because there's literally hundreds of state and national highways cut throughout the state.
Can you give us the latest? I mean, you can't run us through hundreds, I suppose, but are there some key areas that you need to let everyone know about?
Yes, certainly. I mean, all central Queensland, all the way out through to Longreach is a nightmare. And you know, the previous caller was talking about you know, kind of travellers. RACQ would urge people anywhere south of Mackay it's really essential travel only with conditions as they are. Stay safe, because quite often people who are travelling to other towns, we're hearing reports of, you know, motorists having to, you know, be turned away because there's no beds in a hotel room and there's no food. Because, you know, even if one lane of a road is open into a town, they're not able to get a lot of the essentials through and there's no room. So, but going through the, pardon me, the highways and roads through the central west area, Capricorn Highway, in and around Emerald, obviously, is cut, and all the way through to just short of Longreach, Jericho, Dunda, Blackall, most of the roads are cut there. There are the Blackall-Avondale Road is open to four-wheel drive only. Around Longreach, the Landsborough Highway is open with caution, but most of the other roads in and around Longreach are cut at this stage. Tambo, apart from the Landsborough Highway again, which is open with extreme caution, a lot of the roads are cut there. So around Billawheeler, the Dawson Highway has recently opened in many spots, but is still closed from Billawheeler to Banana. And as I mentioned, Emerald is a disaster zone in more ways than one. The Bruce Highway is cut south of Gingin. And north of Gingin, it's sustained some severe damage with a lot of potholes there. So driving north of Gingin would urge caution. Around Oakwood-Rosedale Road is closed to traffic. Spoke about Goomera earlier. Kingaroy has a lot of roads closed, such as the Kingaroy-Barker Creek Road. But the Bunya Highway has opened between Cumbria and Porter's Gap. Nanango, the Dagulas, recently opened, which is also good news. So apart from Bundaberg and a couple of towns there that are cut off, some of the roads are starting to slowly open. But that also doesn't mean once the water's receded that there's necessarily safe to drive. So we're waiting on engineers from Main Roads or the Queensland Police to give the all clear, because such a severe weather event is bound to damage many of the roads, making them unsafe to travel. The Darling Downs has also been badly affected, although the Cunningham Highway at Cunningham's Gap did reopen at 5 a.m. this morning, but the Warrego Highway is cut in many areas, west and east of Roma, but is open in a couple of spots. Further west is also open to all vehicles with extreme caution from Toowoomba to Oakey. Further along Roma, most of the roads are closed with Roma, although the Warrego is open 17 kilometres east, as I mentioned, and 10 kilometres west on the way to Mitchell. But yeah, all of the other kind of roads of significance seem to be cut to all vehicles around Roma as well. So I would just reiterate, if you are in your local area and thinking of leaving it, check RACQ's road conditions report from racq.com.au for more information.
Good on you, Joe. Look, it sounds like you can barely keep track of what's open and closed.
I'm literally looking at 60 pages of closures, and I'm trying to pick the significant ones out of that. So it is one of the broadest weather fronts since 1974 that we've seen.
Wow.